Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. The website is podcastrodeoshow.com. If you go out there, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. That's how you get your show right here. Today, we're listening to Fish Nerds. Now, if you're a regular listener, you might go, hey, haven't we already listened to Fish Nerds? We have. And Clay has said, hey, I want another opinion on a different episode. And if you've never heard of Fish Nerds, you can find them at fishnerds.com. And here's their description. The fishing podcast for anyone who wants to fish better, laugh more, and learn a little. We talk about fish, fishing, and eating fish with a focus on conservative and sustainability. The show is usually funny, always interesting, and mostly true. And before we get to this episode, and this is kind of, in a way, we're kind of breaking the rules here because it's supposed to be a completely first impression. And Clay let me know. He said, hey, I'm curious of your first impression of this latest episode. He goes, my guest was recording using an iPhone earbud microphone from a loud bar. So we will hear what that sounds like right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And as the old saying goes, it goes a little something like this. I like the energy. Kind of a cool Hawaii Five-0 kind of thing.
Hello and welcome to the Fish Nerds, the show about fish, fishing, and eating fish. I'm Clay Groves, Chief Executive Fish Nerd of the podcast and licensed fishing guide, and your host. Today on the show, I'm super excited. We have a special guest who I'll tell you about in a minute. We also have Fish Guy Josh and Doc Martin here with Fish of the Day. We're going to do some news. We're going to play Stump the Fish Nerds. But I'm going to jump in with the guest here because he's sitting at a bar in Lansing, Michigan. He looks as beautiful as ever. He's young. He's handsome. All the things you want from a podcast guest. So we're super lucky to have one of my favorite songwriters ever. And that's not a joke. Someone who can sing with a raspy or out-of-tune voice better than Lou Reed and Bob Dylan combined. Someone who is deeper and darker than even Morrissey himself. Someone who would have killed a lot of animals if Ted Nugent had him beaten him to it. Someone who I have been listening to and have been inspired by for years. Someone who loves music, science, and comedy. Total nerd. And most interestingly, the author of the biggest book ever written on mollusk humor, 101 Oyster Jokes, Mr. Wally Pleasant. Wally, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Clay. I want to let you know, actually, there's 104, but I 101 sounded better, so I just went with that.
It sells more, yeah. And I actually read a lot of that book today. It's awful.
Yeah. The whole idea behind that was I was trying to see how Amazon publishing kind of worked, because I was thinking, mm-hmm. if I ever wrote anything that was good, then I might maybe put it on there. But I had this 101 Oyster Jokes. I was for years I would suffer from insomnia, and I would just think of oyster jokes as a way to kind of my counting sheep kind of thing.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, so then I ended up with 101, and then then you got the book right there. And I thought, well, let's load it on there and let's see how it works. And as a result, I get probably every quarter, I would estimate, about $2.14.
Well, I bought my copy today, so I'm very pleased, and I know at least one other person who's buying one. And let me read some reviews of your book, because these are really tremendous. I like them. This book is exactly long enough for me to go to the bathroom and finish while wiping. Bravo, Mr. Pleasant. That's very nice. When they bring out the shrimp ring at your next holiday party, you'll know exactly which joke to tell.
All right, so here's the thing. This is where I'm going to have to take myself out of the picture. There was one thing that for me, and I'm not sure, again, I'm always looking for your comments, 888-563-3228. If you're listening on an app, feel free to swipe over and you can see the phone number there. Just click that and you can call in your comments. I, as a musician, have a really hard time listening to an interview with any kind of music behind the scenes. So that I found distracting. I probably know why you did that, because the music helps kind of mask the bar noises. is my guess as why you did that. You already announced that he was at a bar, so I think leaving the bar noises would have been okay, but all in all, I didn't think it sounded bad at all. In fact, had you not said he was at a bar, because I was listening for it, and I thought it sounded fine. So all in all, I like the way that you start off the show. I like the energy. I like the fact that it's like, look, we're talking about fish. I know what's coming up, and you did a nice, kind of a funny job of introducing the guy. And then the fact that, you know, with this particular episode being about a book that's 101 oyster jokes, you know that this one's going to have its tongue firmly in its cheek. So all in all, I thought that was not a bad recording, and I've heard much, much worse. So kudos. And if you want to hear the rest of that, all you have to do is go over and visit Clay at his website, fishnerds.com. Now, if you would like to have your show right here where Clay was, it's really easy. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. It's right there on the right-hand side. There is no upsell. It's only $5. And if you want to hear, Clay was on the podcast review show, and I will put a link to that out in the show notes. All you have to do is go to podcastrodeoshow.com/135. You'll see the review there for this particular show. And then you'll also have a link there to where you can hear myself and Eric K. Johnson. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know, Eric has 30 years in radio. I've got going on 13 years in podcasting, and we go over your podcast head to toe, and you can hear Eric and I do a podcast review of The Fish Nerd. So again, if you want to check that out, just go out to podcastreviewshow.com/135. And that is going to do it for this particular episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, when you saddle up, always enjoy your ride. Take care. We'll see you again real soon.